Consider the Louvre Museum in Paris, a 12th century building with a modern 20th century pyramid in front. Architect for the Park City Library expansion, Kevin Blaylock, says that when you can't duplicate the historic building, you come up with a design that contrasts yet complements the old and the new. In the upcoming renovation of the historic Park City Library building, Blaylock proposes tearing down the stark two-story addition that currently hides the historic building and adding what he calls a ribbon, a one-story structure that wraps around the historic building, not hiding it, but wrapping the concrete foundation.
We are trying to relate very strongly to the historic building, at the same time allow for a different expression. One of the goals is to make it look noticeably different so that at any time you could kind of peel that away and still have the reverence for the historic structure. So we've got this gray, kind of heavy concrete base to the existing structure. We're proposing to juxtapose that with a gray material, like a gray, light, soft gray metal. We were proposing zinc. Still kind of maintains that color expression with the base of the historic building.
On the inside of the library, he says there will be many improvements.
Creating a more expanded children's area, a dedicated teen and preteen area, media or creative lab, a dedicated family restroom, more flexible seating, more study rooms.
And the building as a whole, Blaylock says, among other improvements, are those to upgrade for the film series in Sundance.
We're adding community meeting space. We're creating outdoor gathering spaces. A small coffee shop is on the table. And then obviously new elevator and new restrooms with all of that. Seismic improvements, utility infrastructure, upgrades, clean power instead of the dirty power we have now.
Another of the goals outside the building is to create a stronger entrance from Park Avenue so that pedestrians have a sidewalk that bisects the parking lot. As with the PC Mark, Blaylock warns that while green design is one of the chief goals, the carbon footprint will actually be higher with the addition of air conditioning.
We are increasing the level of energy consumption with the building. We don't currently have air conditioning in the building. The moment that we add it, we're going to be drawing more electricity, right? So automatically makes us less sustainable. I think that's sort of a hard concept for some people to wrap their heads around, but similarly, we're adding more computers and we're technological improvements, so that's a higher power draw. We're consuming more energy. So there are ways to offset that.
But some city council members like Dick Peek say the building doesn't need air conditioning.
No on AC. I mean, if that's going to be what pushes it over the line, it's not AC'd now. We got windows. It's a 6-week need in the summer. That would be my solution to the balancing of the carbon footprint. Just don't do it.
The proposed design does meet a good deal of LEED standards, but Mayor Dana Williams suggested offsetting the energy consumption by erecting solar panels. Blaylock says the roof can't support them, so Councilmember Andy Bierman suggested solar trees, a sustainable concept used in Las Vegas.
Like some of the giant ones we saw at the Vegas City Hall, we could incorporate into that. But I think we learned with the Mark that, and some of our other new facilities, that we're falling behind on our carbon footprint goals and commitment. And I think anytime we do a renovation this significant, we really ought to go for a LEED Platinum or a net zero approach to these. Looking towards the future, I know it adds to cost, but I think we need to consider it. It's not like it's a minor project. We're building this library for the next 20 years, and we're investing heavily to do it, so spending extra to build it right.
Blaylock asked for direction from council on the idea of a coffee shop, a drive-through book drop, and more outside gathering spaces. As the planning department considers the expansion, plans for the renovation will continue to evolve. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.